He sighed again. All normal stages. And the last one, right at the end of adolescence, is when a boy decides to join up and wear a pretty uniform. Or decides that he is in love. Love such as no man ever experienced before. And that he just has to get married right away. Or both. He smiled grimly. With me, it was both. But I got over each of them in time not to make a fool of myself and ruin my life. But, Father, I wouldn't ruin my life. Just a term of service, not career. Let's table that, shall we? Listen, and let me tell you what you are going to do, because you want to. In the first place, this family has stayed out of politics and cultivated its own garden for over 100 years. I see no reason for you to break that fine record. I suppose it's the influence of that fellow at your high school. What's his name? You know the one I mean. He meant our instructor in history and moral philosophy. A veteran, naturally. Mr. Dubois. A silly name. It suits him. Foreigner, no doubt. It ought to be against the law to use the schools as undercover recruiting stations. I think I'm going to write a pretty sharp letter about it. A taxpayer has some rights. But, Father, he doesn't do that at all. I stopped, not knowing how to describe it. Mr. Dubois had a snotty, superior manner. He acted as if none of us was really good enough to volunteer for service. I didn't like him. If anything, he discourages it. Do you know how to lead a pig? Never mind. When you graduate, you're going to study business at Harvard. You know that. After that, you will go on to the Sorbonne, and you'll travel a bit along with it. Meet some of our distributors, find out how business is done elsewhere. Then you'll come home and go to work. You'll start with the usual menial job, stock clerk or something, just for form's sake, but you'll be an executive before you can catch your breath, because I'm not getting any younger, and the quicker you can pick up the load, the better. As soon as you're able and willing, you'll be boss. There. How does that strike you as a program? As compared with wasting 2 years of your life. I didn't say anything. None of it was news to me. I'd thought about it. Father stood up and put a hand on my shoulder. Son, don't think I don't sympathize with you. I do. But look at the real facts. If there were a war, I'd be the first to cheer you on, and to put the business on a war footing. But there isn't. And praise God, there never will be again. We've outgrown wars. This planet is now peaceful and happy, and we enjoy good enough relations with other planets. So what is this so-called federal service? Parasitism, pure and simple. A functionless organ, utterly obsolete, living on the taxpayers. A decidedly expensive way for inferior people who otherwise would be unemployed to live at public expense for a term of years, then give themselves airs for the rest of their lives. Is that what you want to do? Carl isn't inferior.